Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to the podcast, or welcome if you are new. I hope you guys are all having a great week. I hope you guys are feeling good. It's Memorial Day weekend this weekend, so a three-day weekend for anyone working or in school, so that's always exciting. I remember when I was in just like regular public school, I would really look forward to it being a holiday weekend because, you know, then that means we got Monday off, which is amazing, obviously. But yeah, hope you guys are having a great day. It is currently like 60 something degrees and so gloomy here in LA. It has been so just like dreary. I don't know. It's been so overcast, cloudy. Definitely like the June gloom is lingering over us. Apparently that's what people call it when it's just like gloomy in June. And it sucks because I like really want it to be summer and I'm like ready for the sunshine and whatever. And it's just, that's just not what the weather is giving us this week, which is, you know, there's not much we can do about it. Honestly, it's funny because where I used to live, like up in the Bay Area, it was like overcast all the time because of the marine layer. I lived like right by the water. And I feel like I brought the Bay Area weather here with me to LA, which just like, unfortunate for everyone here. But anywho, today I'm going to be doing a little bit of a Q&A. So this is not going to be an advice column. I do those. I've done like two so far. I plan to do more in the future. That's like when you guys ask me questions and I like give you advice on those specific problems in your life. But this one, you guys just ask me just questions for me to answer about me. Some of them are more lighthearted. Some of them, honestly, none of them are too deep, to be honest, which is kind of good. You know, it's been a long day. I don't know if I want to unpack any trauma right now, but it's going to be good. I'm excited. It's your little Q&A. But first, I want to give you guys a little bit of some life updates. One big one this week, you guys. I have been vlogging. I used to vlog on my YouTube channel. I started like back in like 2020, like COVID quarantine time, which I uploaded a few times and then didn't really do much in the school year. Then kind of picked it up again over the summer of 2021. Then like a little bit last year, but not really, but I'm trying to get into it again because I don't know. I get like in this mindset in my head where I'm like, if I don't have this like perfect, like really like advanced edited vlog and I'm doing all this cool stuff and like, then like I shouldn't post it. You know what I mean? Like, but in all actuality, I actually think that some of the best vlogs that I watch, that I look forward to, these like creators that I am like constantly viewing, is they're just like showing what they're doing like throughout their daily life. They're not like doing this crazy extravagant stuff. You know, sometimes they are, like they'll go on a trip or whatever, but for the most part, they're not, and I enjoy it. So I don't know why I'm getting in my head about vlogging when really I always give this advice when people are like, oh, like how do I start out social media or how do I start a podcast, whatever, like just start posting, start doing it. It doesn't need to be perfect, but that's much easier said than done coming from a perfectionist like myself. So trying to get over that, and I started vlogging again this week and I'm really excited to hopefully upload once a week. That's my goal, kind of like the podcast. If I am able to upload more than that in the future, great, but definitely I'm not like daily vlogging. I'm doing like week in the life vlogs, which I think is more attainable, especially because I'm just getting back into it. I don't want to like get off more than I can chew, but I've been loving it so far. I have the Canon G7X, which is a very like commonly used vlog camera, if you guys are familiar with like cameras and technology stuff. And it's pretty great, honestly, for vlogging. Like it's pretty good quality. It's not like too expensive. And I really like it. And I remember I bought it like back in 2020 and then I was using it for vlogging and then I stopped. So I got to get some use out of this camera. So I whipped her out again. The other day I was like looking through on my old YouTube videos, like watching my old vlogs. And maybe this is like narcissism coming through here. I was loving watching my own videos. It was like watching like a diary in like a movie version of like my diary or something. It was really cool to kind of see like all those memories and have footage of that. And that's honestly another big motivator for me to get back into vlogging. Not even like, oh, I want to gain subscribers and get famous. I mean, that'd be great. But it's like they're memories and keepsakes for me to have that I can look back on in years to come. So I'm really excited to be back on the vlogging grind. I have so many friends that would always like try to convince me to get back into it. And I'm finally listening to their advice. And it's been really amazing so far. So go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you want. It's just Gracelyn Ryder. Pretty easy. I have a YouTube channel called Gracelyn Ryder Acting, I think, where I post like monologues and scenes and my demo reels and that kind of stuff. So feel free to follow that as well. But Gracelyn Ryder is where I'll be posting all my vlogs. And like I have the pageant coming up. I want to vlog that. I'm going on some trips soon. So all that stuff I just want to be documenting for myself and also for you guys. So head over to my YouTube channel if you want to see that. I'm also kind of putting this here, so I'm like holding myself accountable, which is great. Oh, I do want to say I'm using a new microphone. I used a new mic last week's episode with Annalise, which if you guys have not listened, go and listen to that after you're done with this. But I got these mics off Amazon and I really like them so far. Let me know, like DM me or email me if you guys like me. But I think it sounded pretty good. I don't know. I could be biased. But yeah, just let me know what you think about the quality of the new mics. What else do I have on here? Okay, so I had Annalise David over my podcast last week. She was the Miss Contestant for Miss California USA that I went to the Live In Fitness Retreat in Arizona with. So she came over and it was really fun. We obviously podcasted and we talk all about her experience in college and her careers, how she moved out here to LA, got into pageantry, then like health and fitness. It's a really great episode. So go over and listen. I highly recommend. Also went to the Grove and I kind of showed her around. She lives like over in the Century City area, which is not too far, but the Grove is just like a little gem. I love it so much. Whenever anyone comes to visit me, I'm like, we have to go because I'm literally like right across the street. So we went to Marmalade Cafe for lunch, which was really good. If you guys are local in LA, they have a few locations. I highly recommend. I got the turkey burger, I think, and it was really tasty. I've been trying to stay on my like healthy eating grind after I got back from the Live In Fitness Retreat. And, you know, I'm trying to just like get in good shape for the pageant coming up. So whenever I go to a restaurant, I always try to order things like a turkey burger with like a lettuce wrap or a salad or like a soup. Or I'm trying to think what else I would order from a restaurant. But they have really great healthy options, Marmalade does. And then we kind of went shopping around. She was trying to find an interview outfit for the pageant. We didn't find anything, but she did like find like an idea of kind of what she likes and what she's looking for. And it was really a great time. And then today, this morning, we went to Target, Steffi and I, and we went to Target in Culver City. This is like, I have a whole story about us. We went to a Target. I think it was on Beverly Boulevard. And it was like one where we had to like park in a parking garage, not like just a parking lot. And so we like had to pay for parking. We like got our little parking ticket. And it was kind of weird. Like you had to validate it like inside the Targets. When you're done shopping by the front, like by the exits, you would validate your parking. And then once you validated it, you had 15 minutes to then leave the parking garage. Otherwise, like you'd be charged extra, if that makes sense. So we validated it and we like run to our car. We run out to the parking garage and we're trying to like put in our little ticket to get out. And it was saying that the ticket had been used 30 minutes ago. And we're like, no, it has not. Like it's literally in our hand. Like, what do you mean? So after like so many phone calls, basically they said like the people who run the parking garage, they're like, oh, like the only way like we could let you out is you either pay this like $40 lost ticket fee or like you can call the police and they might be able to let you out. And I'm like, we're not calling the police to come let us out of a Target parking garage in LA. Like they have more important things to do. But also it's like we didn't lose our ticket. So we had to pay this $40 lost ticket fee when we literally had the ticket in our hand. So ever since that experience, we're like, we are not going to any Targets in LA that we have to go to a parking garage. So I found one in Culver City when I was coming back from church the other week. And it's great. It's on Jefferson Boulevard. It's a huge Target. They have great selections. And it's just like a regular parking lot. So you don't have to fuss with paying for parking. And it was amazing. I know some of you girls relate to me on this, but I don't know why it's like so therapeutic walking through Target. I could literally stroll through Target for hours. I have no idea why. I just love Target apparently. So it was a great time. We got some good stuff. I was trying to find those Starbucks like bottled pink drinks. If you guys have seen those anywhere, let me know, because I heard from someone that they got theirs at Target, but I could not find them. But I've been wanting to try them so freaking bad, and I've not been able to. But anyways, and then any other life updates? Another thing I've been doing is I've been watching another update this week is I've been watching Gilmore Girls. I have heard a lot about the show. I know it was like came out like over a decade ago, but I never started watching it. I don't know why, but I was kind of in the mood for like a feel good comfort show that I didn't have to be so invested in, because sometimes I like to have a show going on in the background when I'm like doing homework or editing a podcast episode or going through emails. And I feel like Gilmore Girls is the perfect show for that, because it's not like so like you have to be focused on every little thing. Like if I miss 5 minutes, I'm not going to be that confused. You know what I mean? Versus like a mystery show or like a drama. If you're not literally eyes glued to the TV, it's so easy to get lost. So I've been loving it. It's on Netflix. If you guys have not seen it and you're just looking for a good comfort show, I highly recommend it. And the actresses are stunning. Like Lorelai Gilmore and Rory, they're so pretty. Like the striking, like bright blue eyes and the dark brown hair. It's their slang. I think they're so pretty and I've been loving it. Then other little updates this weekend is I'm going to Lake Tahoe with my family for Memorial Day. And when this episode goes up, it will have already happened. So I haven't even asked him yet, but I want my brother to come on the podcast and he's going to come with me to Tahoe. So maybe we'll do a little like Memorial Day weekend recap when he comes on the pod, because he's going to be staying with me in LA next week. So again, I've not asked him if he will be on the podcast with me, but he loves me. So I think he will be fine to do it. So I'm really excited. The place where we have our cabin, they have like a luau on Saturday night. We're going to go to the lake. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a little chilly, like in the 60s. So I don't know how that's going to work out for me, because I do not like the cold, but it is what it is. But I'm really excited for that. Okay. I think I've rambled enough, so I'm going to get into the Q&A portion. So I have some questions that you guys asked. So let's get into it. First, give us your current Starbucks order. Okay, so it depends. If I'm looking for like a coffee flavor, I love the brown sugar oat milk drink, but I get like one pump of brown sugar and then some like sugar-free vanilla in there to make it a little bit healthier. That's really good. I also love, if I want an herbal drink, a passion tea iced, no water, with two stevias and like a scoop of strawberries. It's really good. It tastes like a sweet like strawberry tea, and it's no caffeine, so it's great to have at night. And then I also really love the strawberry acai refresher. You guys, I know they're really high in sugar, but they're so good. I love to get mine with extra green tea added into it, because then I feel like it tastes not as sweet, and it's really delicious still. And then trying to think of any other things I like. Sometimes I get like a green tea with like a splash of lemonade or something, kind of switch it up. But those are like my go-tos. Okay, next one. How has life been in LA so far? It's been good. It's funny because I moved here for acting stuff, but most of the stuff that I've shot has not been in LA. Like I shot in Dallas, I shot in Oklahoma. I've auditioned for things shooting out of LA, but everything that I've booked has been outside of LA. But you know, my time here has been great. We haven't done a lot of the touristy things that we wanted to do, just because we've been really, really busy. And then the time where I'm not busy, I just want to like relax and like recharge, you know. I do really like it here. I think we're in a really great location. When we first were moving down here, I really was like dead set on living by the water. Like we're looking in like Santa Monica, Marina Del Rey, and that's such a beautiful area. But I know for me, like because of a lot of the acting classes that I do and stuff like that is in Burbank. From Marina Del Rey to Burbank is like a nightmare. Like it could be probably an hour and a half with traffic. It's not even that far, like mileage wise, but really the traffic in LA is what makes it take so long to get anywhere. So I'm really happy that we kind of chose to be where we're at, because we're really like centrally located. So it doesn't take that long to get anywhere. So I think it was a great choice. I always think when you're moving somewhere, especially like LA, there's so many little niche neighborhoods. So definitely like do your research and figure out like what's going to be the most convenient for you, for what you like to do and your work. And then kind of pick a neighborhood based on that. Don't go like based off just aesthetics. Like, oh, I want to live in Beverly Hills. Like Beverly Hills is great, but that may not be the right place for you for what you need. So just like have an open mind if you're trying to move to LA and look at lots of different neighborhoods. Okay. What are your plans for summer? Oh, okay. So I just have some fun stuff planned. So I have the Miss California Teen USA pageant. That's Father's Day weekend. And then I'm going on a cruise with my family to Alaska end of June, early July with Princess Cruises. And that's going to be really fun. I went to Alaska when I was like very little. I think I was like 2 years old, I want to say. Maybe three, but I don't like remember any of it. So I'm excited to go back. We have a lot of fun excursions planned. Hopefully, if I'm sticking to my YouTube grind, we'll be vlogging that trip. So stay tuned for that. And then I'm also doing like a film camp with David Gray Studios where we like make a short film for 2 weeks in July. And then other than that, I'm going to be spending a lot of time up in our cabin in Lake Tahoe because it's just so beautiful there, you guys, in the summer. Obviously, in the winter, like you have the snow and everything, and it's great, but the summer really is spectacular and the weather is amazing. So I'm excited to spend some time there. Okay, what are some of your current favorite skincare products? So I love the moisturizers from Drunk Elephant. It's like the one with the green lid. It's like the proteiny peptide moisturizer, I think. And then the one with the purple lid, which is like a thicker moisturizer. I use that one at night. Those are a little bit pricey, but I do think that they're really great products and worth the money. I've been using them for years and my skin really likes them. And they just work really well for me. I also love the Peace Out Acne Little Pimple Patches. They work really well. I've tried some pimple patches like from Target or like CVS, like cheaper ones, and they just don't work as well. I really think that spending a little bit more money on these patches that I get at Sephora, it makes a difference. Like if you have a pimple, you put one of those patches on, it like sucks everything out. Sorry if that was gross, but I love them. And also I love the Elta MD sunscreen. You can get that off Amazon. You guys, please, please wear your SPF every day, even if it's cloudy, even if it's cold. That does not stop the sun from emitting harmful rays to your skin. It ages your skin. It gives you wrinkles earlier. So just like please wear SPF. And I love that one. And what else? I also love the Tatcha Dewy Skin Serum. That's really good. And the SkinCeuticals Cleanser. And they have like a scrub that I love. The Barbara Sturm Toner is really great. The Paula's Choice Liquid Exfoliant. All of those are some of my favorites. Okay, are you team summer fling or relationship? Neither. No, I just have never had really either of those. So none of the above. Is that an option? No. I think it's just kind of like what you want. Like if you are happy in a relationship, I don't really think that you should like break up with your boyfriend. Cue the Ariana Grande song. I don't think you should like break up because you want to get into some little summer fling. But if you don't have a boyfriend, you know, and you want to have a summer fling, you know, might as well like enjoy your hot girl summer. But I don't know. I think it's different for every person. I think if you find someone that you really like, I don't understand the whole concept of like, oh, it's only a summer fling. Like, no, if you like them, like you don't have to end it when summer's over. But if you are looking for something just casual and over the summer, you know, that's great too. I just think it's whatever you want to do and what fits in with your life. And, you know, don't pay attention to anyone else judging you or having their opinions because it's all up to you and what you're looking for. Okay. Wanting to get into acting, any advice? Okay. I would say the first thing, it's that there's like lots of things. Start taking some acting classes to kind of see if you even like it. And if you're taking some acting classes for like TV and film, like on camera acting specifically, or you can do theater if that's what you're into. If you take some classes and you really like it, then I would maybe invest in some headshots, continue classes. Then you can get on casting sites like Actors Access and Casting Networks and make a profile with your headshots and film some self-tapes that are good. Put those on your profiles. And then you can start submitting to castings with your profile, and then you can start kind of building up your resume. And then when you have some credits on your resume, then you can kind of reach out to agents. That's like the pipeline that I would recommend. Now, some people will just reach out to agents once they get headshots and they get lucky and they get signed. But for the most part, agents and managers are looking for some experience. So I'd recommend taking some classes and kind of seeing if you like it, to kind of get your toes dipped in the water, you could say. Okay, what are some of your pageant must-haves? Okay, I'm going to go for like material items, I guess, or like materialistic things. Obviously, because if you're going to do pageant, you need to be prepared, practice your walks, work on your interview skills, all that. But if we're just going to push all that aside for a sec, I would say one, get a spray tan. Even if you're already tan, trust me, those spray stages for pageants make everyone look so pale. Even with a spray tan last year, honestly, I was looking like Casper the Friendly Ghost up on that stage. So I highly recommend getting a tan. Also, if you don't know how to do pageant makeup, which is very different than even just like a typical glam makeup, it's like heavier, more like for the stage, I really recommend either hiring a hair and makeup artist if that's in your budget and you are able to. And if you can't, either getting makeup lessons, looking at tutorials on YouTube, just something so you have some practice doing pageant makeup. And practice doing pageant makeup before the pageant. Don't watch a tutorial and just like assume that you can do it. Like practice before, because if you like go into the pageant and you've never practiced before, you might be shocked. Okay, I got cut off because I had to go feed my dogs their dinner. But I was just saying that practicing your pageant makeup before the pageant weekend will be very beneficial. Trust me. And then also, I would say, let's see, any must-haves. Okay, spray tan, makeup. I would say definitely invest in some good clip-in hair extensions. Even if you have pretty good hair naturally, like I would consider myself to have pretty good hair, but clip-in just really help give that full voluminous look that everyone wants on stage. And if you're like me and my hair does not like to hold a curl, then clip-ins really help. Because clip-ins will hold a curl much better than your regular hair. So I love Cashmere Hair. That's the brand of clip-ins that I have been using for many years. And I like that you can heat style them. They have lots of great color matches. This is not sponsored at all, but I really, really like them if you're in the market for clip-in hair extensions. They also have like halos, and I think they might even have wigs. I'm not sure though. Don't quote me, but they have really great stuff. Yeah, I think that's all my pageant must-haves. I can't really think of anything else, but good luck on your pageant. Okay, what are your favorite healthy meals? I'm kind of feeling in a recipe rut. Well, I just made the Goodles. Is that how you say it? Goodles, I think. Goodles. It's like the high-protein mac and cheese, and it was really tasty. So I definitely recommend that if you are liking mac and cheese, but looking for a healthier, like higher protein option. I also love to make like egg scrambles with like some spinach, throw that in like a tortilla to make little like breakfast burritos. That's an easy breakfast. I love oatmeal, and you could throw in some protein powder and some like peanut butter to kind of bump it up and make it a little bit more substantial and a balanced meal. I always love a good salad. You can do any type of green. I love like spinach with some berries, chicken, like a strawberry or like raspberry vinaigrette, and like some like crispy chickpeas or like croutons or something. And maybe like a little like balsamic drizzle. And that's a really great like summer salad. I can sometimes throw like some quinoa in there if I'm a little bit hungrier. I think when it comes to recipes, I don't even like use recipes. I kind of just like build components of a balanced meal. I kind of just like try to make sure that all my meals have like some sort of like protein, carb, and fat. So I'm like satisfied after the meal, not just like craving more and more food. You know what I mean? So that's really helpful. I also think that Pinterest is a really great place to get healthy recipes. And you can look for ones that are like 15 minutes or less, or five ingredients, or like one pan meals. I love a good one pan meal. Then you don't have to like dirty up everything. Another meal I love is like Trader Joe's has these like butternut squash little zigzags. They kind of look like pasta, but they're not. They're butternut squash. And I love to Saute those in a pan with some Rao's red sauce and then the Trader Joe's garlic chicken sausage. It's really good and actually pretty high protein. Most sausages are a little bit higher in fat, but this one's pretty balanced. What other meals have I been making a lot? I love a good smoothie. A smoothie is a really easy way to have a balanced meal. And if you want to like make it more substantial, you can just add less liquid. So it's thicker and then top it off with like some granola or cereal and maybe like some honey or peanut butter. Honestly, I will have a smoothie literally for dinner. I do not care what time of day it is. I eat a lot of breakfast foods and I feel like breakfast is really easy to make well balanced. So I don't really think it matters if I'm having it at night. Some may disagree. But yeah, those are kind of my healthy meals that I've been having recently. So hopefully that helps you get you out of that recipe rut. Okay, the next question is, what are my top five podcasts right now? So this could change totally, but right now I'd say my top podcast is mine. No, besides mine, we won't include mine in my top picks. I love What We Said with JC and Chelsea. It's just like a really good like girl talk, feel good show. They do a lot of like comedy stuff, story episodes like that listeners submit. They have guests on. I will always be laughing. Literally this morning, I was listening to their podcast while I was doing an arm workout, and I was like doing push-ups, and they were doing listener confessions, which I want to do at some point. But it was so funny. I would literally like be mid push-up and just like I would have to stop. I'd be laughing so freaking hard. So I love their podcast. Can I think of what else I listen to? I love The Bad Broadcast with Maddie Murphy. That's a really good one. She also does a lot of story episodes, listener submitted stuff. She'll do like worst in-laws, worst roommates, like funny accidental texts. And she'll like read all the stuff that her listeners submit and then react. And it's really funny, like really entertaining. I'll be just cracking up every time. I definitely like a lot of the times more comedic podcasts, but I do love Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn. Every episode, the two co-hosts are like best friends. They each like read a story that the listeners email in and they give advice on it. And sometimes it's like heavier topic. Sometimes it's more lighthearted, but I really like them. I always feel like I take something out of it, even if what they're reading in their story is not something that I'm directly going through. I always feel like I have like a fresh perspective, a fresh insight when I'm done listening. So I love their show. I also, of course, love the Skinny Confidential with Michael and Lauren. They just have great guests on. That a lot of times is definitely more like self-help podcast, but they have like some funnier guests as well. So it's a good balance. And I'm on my podcast app. Oh, and then of course, I love the Ty French podcast. He's like good friends with the hosts of What We Said with JC and Chelsea. He is so funny, you guys. You have to listen if you have not. He is hilarious. I am absolutely obsessed. So yeah, those are like my top picks for podcasts. Again, I could go on and on. I love podcasts. I really started listening to them like during the pandemic when like all I was doing was like going on walks. Like that was my hobby, was going on long social distance walks. Like me and my neighbor, we'd like walk on like opposite sides of the street and I would listen to podcasts with her, or if it was just myself, I'd listen to podcasts. So that's like kind of why I like how I got into the field. And then I eventually started my own, which was always a goal of mine. But yeah, those are my top five picks. If you have any good podcast recommendations, send them my way because I'm always looking for a new thing to listen to. Pretty much how I get new podcasts is like if I'm listening to a podcast and they have a guest on that I really like, a lot of times their guests have their own podcast and then I'll kind of like branch off and listen to theirs, if that makes sense. But yeah, those are my top picks. Okay, next question. This is kind of more like an advice thing. Like usually I'd put this in the advice column, but I thought, you know, we'll throw it in the mix today. And it says, how can I make the most out of my summer vacation when I'm not going on big vacations like a lot of my other classmates? First, can we just say that it is like the worst? I remember when I was in school and like you'd come back on like the first day of school and the teacher is like, okay, we're going to go around and everyone say what you did for the summer. And everyone's like, I went to Cabo. I went to Mexico. I went on my family's boat. And you're like, I stayed home. I feel like that's normal though. I think a lot of people don't go on these like big extravagant vacations. I am going to Alaska with my family, and I'm very blessed to do that. But there was many years where we did not go on a big summer vacation, and a lot of my friends did. I would say if you're going to be home, find little things to do like around where you live that make you happy, that bring you joy, that you can kind of turn little day trips out of. Like for me, I live in LA. I could have a beach day. I could go to Rodeo Drive on Beverly Hills and walk around. I could go hike up on the trails in Malibu. I could go down to Newport Beach. Like find little things that you can do that kind of feel like they're trips, but it's like a day, or maybe like if you wanted to get a hotel and like spend the night, but it doesn't need to be like a huge extravagant vacation. You also could just like take a drive, like with your friends and play some music, go have a picnic at the park, like with your friends, go get your favorite, like takeout food from a restaurant and have a picnic. That's really fun. If you live by a body of water, like I said, beach days are always great. I also feel like the summer is a really great time to learn a new skill. That could be an instrument. That could be like sewing or knitting, painting. I'm trying to think like coding. I think the summer is not always the best time to be doing like electronic activities, but you know, you definitely could. You could start a podcast. You could start a YouTube channel. Like there's a lot that you can do with your summer that does not need to be a really like bougie, expensive, extravagant vacation. And I feel like it's really easy to feel left out when you are like doing nothing and everyone else feels like they're doing all this stuff. But if you try to use your time to be productive, do things you love, like explore the fun things around where you live, you'll probably not feel left out. You probably won't even care that you're not going on a quote unquote amazing vacation because you're finding stuff that's fulfilling that you can do right where you live already. Okay, the last question I'm going to answer is about like my high school experience. Somebody asked how it was basically. Like, did I go to a traditional school after COVID? When I moved to LA, did I drop out or am I doing online, whatever? So I thought I would just like go into that right now. So COVID started when I was in eighth grade. So my eighth grade year was cut short. That's like wild to me that I just said those words out loud. Anyways, so my eighth grade year was cut short. And then like halfway through ninth grade is like when we kind of went to like a hybrid mode. But I was going to like an independent study school at that time. So when I started high school, I went to a school where it was like literally when I started, we had like five kids in our grade. It was so tiny. And the whole premise was we did like part of our work on campus, then part of it like at home, if that makes sense. So I was only on campus for a total of probably like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 hours a week. And then I did everything else on my own time. So I did that freshman year, sophomore year, and then halfway through my junior year. And then when I moved to LA, I just switched to fully like online classes. And I take my online classes through Silicon Valley Online High School. And I really like them. I like their program. They have good classes. Teachers get back to you when you need assistance pretty quickly. So if you're looking to take an online class, even if you just like supplement what you're already doing in like regular school, I highly recommend them. But I just felt like honestly during COVID, I really liked learning online. I liked just being home, kind of like I could go at my own pace. I could like spend more time on certain subjects and spend less time on others if I needed to. So that's why I kind of went into independent study for high school right off the get-go. Also with like the acting and the pageants and everything else, I was doing like extracurriculars. It just made more sense for me because if I was going to like a regular public school, I would have had so many like absences or tardiness from my work. So my grades would have suffered versus like going to a school that was going to be accommodating for me. But yeah, that's kind of like my little high school experience. So with that, you know, like I never got a homecoming. I never got a prom, all that stuff. But I'm never a person that's really like cared about that kind of stuff. So honestly, not having that was like not that big of a deal to me. I feel like with pageants, I get like my fix of being in a pretty dress. So it's fine. It's all good. I can look at my friends' pretty prom pictures and kind of like live vicariously through them, if you will. But yeah, you guys, that was the last question I have here to answer. Thank you for listening to my little Q&A. Let me know if I should do more of these. Again, I'm going to do a advice column soon, and that's like where I give you guys specific advice, but it was kind of fun to answer questions about me for a little bit. If you like this podcast, make sure to give it a rating and a review. It really helps a lot. Share it with your friends, post it on your Instagram story, whatever you want to do. Make sure to follow me on all my social medias, including YouTube now, which everything will be linked in the show notes per usual. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye. Hey.